This is my TechQuest implementation podcast. The writing program at my school has my third grade students focus on four different types of writing throughout the year. We start with a personal narrative. From there, we go to memoirs, report writing, and finish with poetry. I end up teaching one type of writing per marking period. There are about 30 lessons that go along with each genre of writing. With so many lessons, my students end up working on one piece of writing for almost the entire marking period. They never are given a chance to do any quick writing unless I find the time to fit it in. My students end up disliking writing because the process is so drawn out. My problem of practice that I am focusing on is the writing process. I wanted my students to understand that they could take a writing piece and finish it in one day or even a shorter period of time and to have it be fun at the same time. Learning about blogs in CEP 811 made me wonder if I would be able to use blogs to help my students with their writing process hangups. I contacted a friend of mine that teaches third grade in North Carolina and asked her if she would be interested in having our students blog to each other. Right away, she was excited but very nervous. She didn't know anything about blogging and made sure that I promised to help her. We each set up a classroom blog, thinking that this would be the best option since neither of us had ever blogged with our students before, and we didn't want to have to keep track of 20 different blogs since this was the first time. We each thought that this would help us monitor what was being written in the blogs. We started blogging to each other, personally, so my friend could have a better handle on the idea of blogging. This was our way of troubleshooting. Our classes blog every Thursday. We decided that we would have our students start off with introducing our classroom as well as how our classroom works for the very first blog. From there, we introduced our school, in the next blog, our town, and then finally, our state. After that, it was fair game with what we blogged about. After those topics were done, I had thought that I would assign their blog topic to my students. On the fifth day of blogging, my students said, "What are we going to blog about today?" And I decided that I would ask them. They came up with about seven different topics and could have kept throwing out ideas if I hadn't stopped them. I decided then that I would always let them cooperatively come up with the blogging list of topics. Every Thursday morning at our class meeting, we write a list of ideas on the board of things that happened during the week that they would like to blog about. I use my blog as something that has crossed the curriculum. This was not my intention when I started this project. I wanted to solely focus on the writing process. My students actually gave me this idea. As a class, when we came up with the blogging list, they always incorporate concepts that we learned in class. If there is an important concept that we talked about in social studies, then I may tell the students that they have to write at least one paragraph about that topic. For example, third grade students in Michigan are learning about Michigan history. This week, all of my students were expected to have at least one paragraph written about the Three Fires Tribe. This was the only direction that I gave them on the topic. They may write about things that they found interesting about the Three Fires Tribe, or they may just give their friends in North Carolina facts about the Three Fires Tribe. I found that giving them free rein on what they write about is fun for them, and they put a lot of effort into what they are writing. If they can't remember anything about the mandatory topic, then they bring out their books and they reread about that topic. This is huge for my students. They are rereading and reteaching themselves. It also gives me an idea of what they are picking up in my teaching. It's a good tool for me as a teacher because I can use their blogs to help me evaluate my own teaching. My class started writing only one paragraph to the kids in North Carolina, and truth be told, they weren't even sure what a paragraph was at that time. This blogging idea has made it possible for me to teach them about paragraphs in a really positive and concrete way. They understand what writing in a paragraph means, and at this moment, they are expected to write at least four paragraphs each week and typically always meet that goal. I even have some kids that want to go above four paragraphs, and of course I let them. What teacher wouldn't want their kids to go above and beyond what is asked of them? This blog has made them think more about adding details to their writing. It's easier for my students to understand that these other kids don't know what they're talking about unless there's a lot of detail in their writing. They like the idea of teaching other students who don't know about the things we are learning. They also think it's cool when they find out that those kids in North Carolina are learning about the same things that we are. My students get very excited when it's blogging day. I had one student who described the blogging process to an adult who was a friend of their parents. She said that she really liked blogging. She gets to talk to kids that are really far away. She also said that these kids were her friends and that they would be her friends for life. To hear a student get that excited about something that I was doing in my room got me really excited that we were doing it. We start off the day by having a class meeting about what they are going to write about, and then away they go. They get their first drafts written, and then they are expected to have two separate peer revision conferences. Once they finish their revision conferences, they are expected to have two editing conferences. After that, they make all the appropriate changes that they need to, and then they bring it to me for a teacher's conference. When they get the approval, they write their final draft. After they turn in their final draft paper, my students put their name into a clay pot. I decided that I wanted to draw the student's name that would get to blog for the day. I wanted each student to get a chance to blog and at the same time be motivating them to get their writing to the final draft. However, I do not let the students who have already blogged put their names in the pot. I found that this works for this year, but it's something that I would like to reevaluate for next year. Whether that means I let every student have a blog yet, I don't know. This blog has given my students the opportunity to turn in a completed writing piece every week and has given me a chance to see their writing progress every week, as well as take a writing grade every week, and as well as other summative evaluations. In years past, I would not be able to see a final draft except for once, a marking period, and at other times when we did a quick write. My students know that every Thursday they are expected to get a writing idea and take it through the writing process. In fourth grade, these students will be expected to take the MEAP test for writing. This is the first year where I feel I have tried to make it possible for them to go above and beyond and to succeed.